Masechet Holin Perikeh Mishnah He. When the Pasuk talks about Otov Ed Veno, it mentions that slaughter, both the mother and the offspring, cannot happen on one day. Usually when we refer to a day in Halacha, it means the start of nightfall until the next night. A full night and then a full day. But when talking about Korbanot, the Halachic day begins at daybreak. From daybreak, dawn, to the next day at dawn. So we mentioned Otov Ed Beno right after we talk about a law about Korbanot. So a person could infer from this that a legal day for Otov Ed Beno should be the same as it is for Korbanot. So this Mishnah is going to tell us that it's not like that. Mishnah says, Yom Echad Ha'amur Bo Otov Ed Beno, when it says one day in the context of Otov Ed Beno, Hayom holech ahara laila. The day followed the night. A legal day begins at nightfall, so the night comes first, and afterwards come the daytime. After an animal was slaughtered, it's forbidden to slaughter the mother or the offspring until nightfall, so that when the legal day resets at nightfall, you're allowed to slaughter the next animal. The Mishnah is going to prove that this is the definition of day in regards to Otove and Beno. This is how Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma explained the Pesukim. The words one day are mentioned with Ma'ase Bereshit in creation. And also in the context of Otov Ed Beno, the prohibition to slaughter the mother and the offspring on the same day, it also uses the word Yom Echad. The same terminology is used. So the fact that we use the same two words in these two Pesukim, Ma Yom Echad Ha'amur B'Maaseh Bereshit Hayom Holech Ahar HaLaila, just like in terms of creation of the world, the one day that we refer to is nighttime and then daytime. That's the Seder of how it is. That's the legal day begins at nightfall. Af Yom Echad Ha'amur B'Otov Ed Beno Hayom Holech Ahar HaLaila. Same thing with Otov Ed Beno. The fact that it says Yom Echad teaches us that day follows the night. The legal day begins at nightfall.